Hello everyone, my name is Jay Long, your official CEO and host of the Super 564 Daily, and you're listening to the Super 564 Daily Show. You know, that show that gives you all the nerd news you want and more. Alright you guys, we're going to kick off today with some great, fantastic news. We're continuing to do the top 10s today. We only have a couple more episodes of the top 10s, so let's enjoy them while they last, because the top 10 is pretty cool, but we're winding down, and it takes me forever to get these out, which is why this one is so late, but I'm still going to get you guys the news. I'm still going to give you your top 10 today, and then we have, I think, Monday, Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, full of top 10s, and we'll continue on from there until we can catch up with all the crazy, awesome news there is to know. All right, you guys, we have everything today from Dragon Ball Z down all the way to our number one story. With Uptown Funk music video, or a video that appeared online about it in a very nerd way. All right, you guys, you're listening to the Super 564 show. It's time to get it started.
Opie the Possum, a tale of discovery as Opie travels through history, reliving actual events. Kids can find great entertainment and educational material all in one great series by author Jamie Long. Stop by TatePublishing.com and learn more about Opie the Possum today.
All right, you guys, we are officially back, and it is time. It's time for the moment you all have been waiting for, the top 10 countdown. Let's go ahead and kick that off in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. All right, number 10 story is coming to you from Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z Battle of the Gods 2 trailer has been released. It's online right now. Go check it out. And those of you that don't already know, I will go ahead and say spoiler alert, because I don't want to tell anyone anything that they're not looking to find out before they actually watch the movie. So, spoiler alert, go ahead and skip ahead to the number 9 news story if you don't want to hear anymore. But to us DBZ fans, let's go ahead and talk about it. Alright, it is official that the new movie is going to be the resurrection of Frieza. Frieza is back, and she, and I keep saying she, he, we all know why I said she. We all believe Frieza's a she, but he is back to wreak havoc and terror on the Earth yet again. This time, he has a new form. He is golden, golden Frieza. The internet is abuzz with golden Frieza everywhere, and in the trailer, you can actually see golden Frieza, also a sneak peek of golden Frieza. I cannot wait for this new movie to come out. I believe it comes out in April, but I'm not quite sure when it's going to come out for the U.S. I know it's coming out in April in Japan, but not here. We have to wait just a little while for it, so I'm not sure when that date is going to get here, but I can't wait for it. It's going to be amazing. Number 9 news story of the day is going to be brought to you by none other than Marvel. I promise you guys, this episode is full of video news, but I promise all episodes won't be. But yeah, there's a lot of video news. Number 9 is Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron video. The new trailer is out now for Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron. You guys have to check that out. It honestly, like, okay, I've said it before, not a big Marvel fan, but this trailer looks amazing. I did, however, like the first Avengers. I really love the first Avengers, and I thought it was a really great movie, one of the best superhero movies I've seen up until Guardians of the Galaxy came out. But yeah, this looks like it's going to be fantastic, so let's go support it. Let's go check it out. Number 8 news story is going to be brought to you. This is a bit of a sad news. EA shuts down the studio behind SimCity. Basically, this is a studio. SimCity actually had a reboot in 2013. And basically, I guess the online features for it had tons of problems. This may, they don't say this, but I personally believe this may have been one of the reasons why they decided to go ahead and close the studio. But the problem is the fact that everyone thought it in the beginning, I feel like, that it was just this studio that was going to be suffering. But apparently, Sims workers have been targeted all across the board, because now another studio is saying that that they had to be downsized, and the only people they actually got rid of from that studio were people that were working on Sims. So a lot of Sims workers are being laid off, and a lot of people are believing that, you know, maybe Sims is over. I don't want to say too soon, but you Sims fans, let me know what you think, or what you think may or may not be going on, because this is really sad in the news of the Sims world. All right, news story number 7 is going to be, ooh, and all of these news stories I have to add are going to be on Facebook and Twitter tomorrow, Facebook and Tumblr, not tomorrow, but Monday. Monday I'll be uploading all of these, so all the pictures, all the videos, they're going to be up on Tumblr and Facebook this Monday, so you can check out any news story that I've told you about, you can check it out for yourself, and any pictures and videos you can watch and see for yourself. This is going to be a picture, some bit of a picture news. Number 7, we have may have a glimpse of He-Man's cat. Senior Vice President of Productions at Sony Columbia Pictures, Devon Franklin, tweeted that what looks to be He-Man's battle cat. People believe that this is the concept art from the upcoming Masters of the Universe movie, but he doesn't say anything about it, so people are unsure, but everyone's just like, God, what else could it be? Like, what else could you possibly be tweeting if you're the one working on the movie? And this is what it seems to be, He-Man's battle cat. So, you He-Man fans out there, take a look out, keep a lookout for Masters of the Universe movie coming up. News story number 6 is brought to you by Hollywood Reporter. Basically, Luke Evans has been cast as Gaston in the upcoming Beauty and the Beast movie. He'll be joining Emma Watson, who is going to be playing Belle. And as far as I know, even though I haven't heard anything new about it, Ryan Gosling as the Beast, I know they reported that he was going to be the Beast a couple months ago. I don't know if they're still sticking to that, but as far as I know, Ryan Gosling is the Beast. What's really significant about this movie is the fact that it is not just a movie, it is a musical. They are bringing in all the music and all of the amazingness. I would love to see Emma Watson sing and Ryan Gosling as well, and give it their all in a honest-to-goodness musical. And I've been dying for another live-action musical. I know Into the Woods was another musical. I didn't get a chance to see that. Hopefully, I can catch it on video. All right, you guys, that was the 10 to 6. We'll be right back in just a few minutes with the top 5. You're listening to the Super 564 Daily, and we'll be right back, you guys.
Musicians, bands, and solo artists, submit your music right now to FuegoBeats.com and get your music heard around the world. FuegoBeats.com promotes, advertises, and showcases musicians from every genre, including rock, hip-hop, and much more. Log on to www.FuegoBeats.com and submit your music, and let's bring real music back to the forefront together. Thank you, and stay connected.
All right, you guys, we are officially back, and we're going to get this whole final 5 countdown started now. All right, you guys, I promise you, not every episode is going to be full of videos, but this one is. Number 5 brings us a fantastic video. All right, you guys know about the, I guess it's superhero, I don't know if it's beatdown or superhero breakdown or whatever it is. It's you can go to Bat in the Sun. He's the one that does all these superhero beatdown videos or whatever it's called. And they just did Batman versus Darth Vader. And can I please tell you how much I love this video? Everyone knows I'm already a DC fan. But I'm a Star Wars fan as well, so to see these two characters go head to head, lots of stuff happens that you wouldn't even expect. I am like hitting the floor, like I've watched it like 20 times in a row. This dude is fantastic with his videos. You have to go on YouTube. You have to check out all this amazing material that my nephews have been telling me about for a while. But I didn't believe it. This stuff is real. This stuff is really good. Go check it out right now. Bat in the Sun. Bat in the Sun. This dude is awesome. All right. Number four video is another... It's another YouTube video. All right, the tagline is, dude, he creates movies, but he recreates them as if, like, the trailers for it, as if they were directed by somebody that you would never expect to direct that music, that movie. So this one is, what if Wes Anderson directed X-Men? And it's very funny. It's actually, but the thing about this movie trailer is the fact that it is really funny, and you can see that it wouldn't necessarily work, but you still want to see it. Like, I still want to see a full movie done in this way. Shout out to Patrick Willems, who is actually, the YouTube account that does it. So go on YouTube, type in Patrick Willems, W-I-L-L-E-M-S. You will find this video plus tons of others that he's done. It takes him a while to shoot. Like, these people are actually shooting this stuff. Like it's like a full-on movie set over on YouTube. Like, it's really good stuff. You guys gotta check them out. I'm blown away by some of the material I'm finding on there. Number three. News story today comes to you from the comic book world. You get a first look at Howard the Duck comic book, which is out right now. You guys, this is really, really cool, simply because of the fact that we all know what happens at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy, the movie. They teased Howard the Duck at the very, very end. He's sitting there and he's drinking something or whatever, and I forget what he says, but they teased him at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy. Well, the first issue of Howard the Duck comic book is out now, so you guys gotta go check that out. In the very first issue, he's setting up shop. You get to see him set up his investigative shop or whatever that he does. I think he's an investigator or whatever. But yeah, he's taking cases, and the first couple includes the Black Cat and beings from outer space. So guys, go check that out. Go read that. Let me know how it is. The very first issue is out right now. Number two news story is something very near and dear to my heart. Rock Band 4 is going to be coming out, which everyone thought the whole era of Rock Band and Guitar Hero were over. Well, it's not, you guys. They just announced Rock Band 4 for PS4 and Xbox One. There's not a lot of info out right now, but what we do know is that what they plan to do is have it ongoing. Like, you won't have to buy, you know, a new game every single year from now on. They're trying to have Rock Band 4 be ongoing, so that all you would ever buy, you know, for Rock Band 4 is download content and expansion packs onto it, so that they continue the Rock Band franchise, but they're not making you pay an arm and a leg every single year to get the brand new Rock Band or the brand new whatever. As far as we know, the only new pieces of equipment, they might be changing the outlook of the look of the guitar and the drums, but I think everything else, like the microphone, should be able to stay the same. And even what they also are hard at work on making sure that, or trying to see if they can, you will be able to use the old instruments, so that you won't have to go out and buy a full thing of that. So these guys, they're really working hard to make sure that you don't have to pay a lot of money for it, which is what I love about them. That's really, really cool. So shout out to the makers of Rock Band 4 and everything that they're trying to do to get this out. But something tells me that we're gonna hear a lot more news at E3 this year. Something tells me, and even on the news article, which I will be posting on Monday on Facebook and Tumblr, that it seems like they're hiding a lot. Like, they know a lot more about it, but they're not saying it. So I think we're gonna get the big announcements at E3, so definitely want to keep our eyes and ears open for that one. Number one story of the day goes to an amazing guy, and he is on YouTube, and of course this is another YouTube video, and his name is Mikey Boltz. This dude is an amazing impressionist, and in fact, before my team even brought this particular video to me, my nephews had already showed me a pretty awesome music video or a video that he had done. And I was just like, oh, well, this dude is pretty good or whatever. And you know, they show me tons of videos on a weekly basis. So I was just like, yeah, this is another one. This is pretty cool. But then my team brought me another video of him doing voiceovers for the new song Uptown Funk. And for some strange reason, this time it just really hit home to me how amazing and talented this dude is. So we gotta go and support this dude. He's really, really good, and I'm officially a fan. I subscribe to him. You guys can go find our YouTube page on Google or Google Plus under Supafi 64, SUPAFI 64. And starting this Saturday, which is tomorrow night, we will actually have, which is going to be the 14th of March, we will actually have our first YouTube video up, which is going to be the Supafi 64 Vids Show, where we talk about all the videos that have come out this week, including the Uptown Funk and Power Rangers and Dragon Ball Z and all of the trailers. We'll talk about all of those in depth on the YouTube show, so keep an eye out for that, you guys. It's gonna come tomorrow night. So yeah, that should be fun. All right, you guys, this was your top 10. I had so much fun doing this one. I hope you guys had fun listening to the news. It was a lot of great news that's been out this week. We'll be back with a brand new episode Monday night, so keep an eye out for that. I'll be promoting this one throughout the weekend, and you can always hit me up on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr under at Supafi 64, SUPAFI 64. You can find us all over, you guys. All right, you guys, this is the end of the week. I love you. God bless you. Have a great night. Keep fiction alive. And you guys have a good night.